It's Monday, August 1st, and this is the Daily Chirp Podcast. We're bringing you a closer look at one of our top stories, along with other important things going on in our community. Today, animal shelters and care facilities in Cochise County are still experiencing decreased volunteer visitation and a decline in overall pet adoptions in the last year. Before we begin, we'd like to thank our sponsors at Lawley Automotive.
Hi everyone, I'm Sean Lawley from the Lawley Automotive Group, and we've stocked up on inventory at all of our dealerships. If you've been thinking about a new car, we've got the deal for you on a new Buick, GMC, Chevrolet, Ford, Kia, Hyundai, Honda, Nissan, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. You don't have to go to Tucson or Phoenix to buy a new vehicle. We're your hometown dealer since 1995. We'll beat the big city dealers in price, and our customer service is small town dealer friendly. Come into any one of the Lawley dealerships today or shop lawleycars.com and see why nobody beats a Lawley deal. Nobody.
Now some local history. Did you know that future U.S. Army General Alexander Sandy Patch was born in Fort Huachuca? Patch was a senior United States Army officer who fought in both World Wars, rising to the rank of general. During World War II, he commanded U.S. Army and Marine Corps forces during the Guadalcanal Campaign in the Pacific and the 7th Army on the Western Front in Europe. With an invasion of Japan still an apparent likelihood, Patch returned to the U.S. in August 1945 to take charge of the 4th Army, headquartered at Fort Sam Houston. He died 3 months later in November at age 55, his health having been ravaged during his time in the Pacific early in the war. Sandy Patch and Lucian Truscott were the only two U.S. Army officers on active service during World War II to command a division, corps, and field army. A lieutenant general at the time of his passing, he was posthumously promoted to four-star general in July 1954. Today's story is brought to you by Benson Hospital. They're doing more than treating illnesses in Benson, they're building a healthier community. Benson Hospital is now collaborating with the Diaper Bank of Southern Arizona to provide diaper assistance to families in need. For more information, visit their website at bensonhospital.org. Now our feature story. Animal shelters and care facilities in Cochise County are near max capacity, and they're still experiencing decreased volunteer visitation as well as a decline in overall pet adoptions. Arlene Garcia, animal control supervisor at the Nancy J. Brewer Animal Care Shelter in Sierra Vista, says it's always a good time to adopt. Nancy J. Brewer Animal Care Shelter has monthly clinics sponsored by the Friends of Sierra Vista Animal Shelter that offer sterilization of pets for $20. The sterilizations can pave the way to help reduce animal populations at the shelters. Garcia explained that one of their main goals is to make sure that the pet population is controlled. She noted there are a lot of people that still want to have puppies and kittens but don't realize that the majority of them end up at the animal shelters. Garcia believes the economy might play a role in the decline of adoptions. Prior to COVID-19, Garcia said the shelter saw 1,300 visitations in June, but when she looked at numbers of visitations this June, the number had dropped drastically to just 400 people. So it's unsurprising that the shelter, which has 39 adoption kennels, is at capacity. As a way of mitigating the crowded conditions, Garcia said the adoption fee has been lowered to $50, which covers sterilization, microchips along with registration, vaccinations, and vet exams. Still, the facility was forced to suspend animal intakes earlier this year. The Brewa Center anticipates an expansion project next year that would create additional spaces for pets. And to help more pets find loving homes, Garcia says they have a program for those hesitant about adopting. They'll give you a 30-day trial with the pet. The program is known as the Foster to Adopt program. Garcia said it has been effective in helping pets find good homes. The shelter is also always looking for volunteers, like dog walkers and cat cuddlers. Unfortunately, just like the Nancy J. Brewer Animal Care Shelter, the Bisbee Animal Shelter has more than 40 cats and 7 dogs. The small shelter only has 7 dog kennels, and several dogs have resided at the facility for about a year. Kennel staff member Jamie Schaefer said they're seeing a lot of people wanting to return animals that they got during the height of the pandemic. Everybody is going back to work now, and they don't have time, and the dogs may be acting up because nobody is home. The Bisbee Animal Shelter covers vaccines and sterilizations. Workers at the shelter familiarize themselves with the animals, getting to know their character, which can provide prospective adopters with knowledge of the pet. As COVID-19 has caused mental health issues to grow with many people feeling isolated, Schaefer explained that having a pet by your side can be a positive element to help a person through hardships. Thanks for listening. Before we continue, a quick message from our sponsors, Ace Hardware.
Hi, this is Les from Sierra Vista Ace, your helpful place. Let's talk outdoor grilling, broiling, smoking, and baking. At Ace, we offer Traeger, Big Green Egg, Weber, Charbroil, and Uni. If you haven't Traegered your ribs, smoked a brisket on a Big Green Egg, broiled salmon on a Weber, grilled burgers on a Charbroil, or baked a pizza in 60 seconds on your Uni pizza oven, let's talk. Get the spices, rubs, sauces, fuels, and accessories to cook something new every day for weeks or even months to come. Shop Ace first since 1981 on the corner of Fry and Highway 92.
Next, amidst a larger national discussion, we asked some of our readers and listeners if they think biological males should be allowed to compete in biological women's athletics. Here is what Shayna Redwine of Bisbee had to say.
Absolutely. I believe that all sports should inherently be co-ed, actually. But if we're speaking of transgendered individuals, I believe that nobody's mental health should come behind sports accolades and sports stats and scholarship opportunities. I also believe that there is no inherent advantage to being a biologically born male competing in female sports. If you are taking hormones as prescribed, you should be right on par with your female competitors. I think that it's another excuse to be hateful and bigoted, actually, the way people are coming after these children. They are children, and I believe that the incredibly high suicide rate amongst transgendered individuals speaks to itself for why we should allow children to be and express who they are, because they know better than anyone. I'm not going to let anyone tell me who I am, and we shouldn't be trying to tell them who they are.
We also spoke to Douglas resident Oscar Vildasola about his thoughts on the issue.
I don't agree with that. I think it's not fair if a woman who has been working hard her entire life to be at the top of her sport or any endeavor to be put in a disadvantageous situation against someone who has at physical advantages given because of their biological structure. So I do not agree with that.
Finally, Kaylin Cummins, also of Bisbee, shared her thoughts on whether biological males should be allowed to compete in biological women's athletics.
I'm really torn. This is a tough question. I believe in women's sports, and I believe that everyone should be able to compete, but I see that men who have transitioned into female do have a bit of an advantage. I'm thinking of the male swimmer who has transitioned, and she's beating everyone. And I don't know, that doesn't seem quite fair, but yet I can support transgender rights, so I can't say.
Thanks for listening. Before we continue, a quick message from our sponsors, Prestige Family Living. Among older adults, falling is the leading cause of hip fractures and traumatic brain injuries, making falls a pressing health concern. At Prestige Assisted Living at Sierra Vista, they have a free online assessment that can help you discover risk factors. By taking just a few minutes to fill out the evaluation, you might discover reasons you might not have previously considered. Being proactive is a great way to help yourself or a loved one stay safe. So visit fallriskassessment.com today to take a step towards safety. Again, that's fallriskassessment.com. You can also use the link in our show notes. Next, an event that you should know about. Mark your calendars. Coming up on August 27th is the Altered Books event. The Altered Books event is a benefit for the Copper Queen Library in Bisbee. Artists from near and far will enter incredible work in a silent auction. This is the 11th edition of Bisbee's most popular event. Bidding will open for our online auction at alteredbooks.org on Thursday, August 25th at 5 p.m., and you can bid until midnight on Saturday, August 27th. If you want to see the books in person, you can enjoy a sneak preview at Central School from noon to 4 p.m. on Friday, August 26th, or stick around for a live event from 5 to 8 p.m. on Friday, where you can kibitz with your friends, enjoy a glass of wine or a beer, and maybe even get a bidding war started. Also, we're excited to announce that the Herald Review Media team has just launched a local e-commerce website specifically for Cochise County businesses to sell their products and services. Now you can shop 24/7 online at your favorite local businesses participating on loveshoplocalaz.com. Check it out. Finally, we'd like to remember the life of Beverly Jean Cairns. Beverly was born in Lawrence, Massachusetts in 1940. She married Donald Cairns in 1960. Beverly was a teacher's aide for over 25 years at Village Meadows and Town and Country Elementary Schools in Sierra Vista. She started the first swim team in Sierra Vista called the Sierra Vista Sea Urchins. She coached both the city team as well as the Buena High School swim team for nearly 25 years. Beverly was a bit of a local celebrity around town and was regularly recognized and approached by her past students and swimmers, greeting them each with warmth and attention. Beverly and Donald had 5 children and were stationed by the U.S. Army in many locations, including Germany, Georgia, Panama, Massachusetts, Hawaii, and Sierra Vista, where they finally settled in 1972. Beverly loved to dance, and she and Don won many dance competitions. They also liked to spend their vacations on cruise ships with their family. Beverly's greatest joy was spending time with family, especially her 5 children and 6 grandchildren. Beverly is survived by her husband Donald, sons Mark, Mike, Bill, and daughter Kelly, 6 grandchildren, and 5 great-grandchildren. Thank you for taking this moment today to remember and celebrate Beverly's life. Thanks for tuning in to the Herald Review podcast today. Join us again on Tuesday. And remember, the Herald Review is here for you with local news you can trust. For more information on any of the stories you heard about today, visit us at myheraldreview.com. Right now, you can become a member starting at just $1.99 per week. Want to stay up to date on what's going on? Join Neighbor, your trusted neighborhood community. Neighbor is a free online forum you can trust to connect with your community, focus on facts, and make a difference. Join the conversation. Visit nabur.myheraldreview.com.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, especially in Cochise County. Become part of the hyperlocal conversation on Cochise County's exclusive social media platform, Neighbor. That's N-A-B-U-R. Your neighbors are striking up meaningful conversations, sharing exquisite Cochise County photos, and respecting each other's views without any other social media noise. No unwanted advertising and only respectful conversations on hot community topics. That's right. Our journalism project manager, Pascal, can set the record straight and help answer any pressing questions about the happenings in our community. Join the conversation at myheraldreview.com/N-A-B-U-R.